And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. Friend of those who want no friend, Chuck Roberts here on a Thursday Talk of the Quad Cities. Maybe it's the Quint Cities now. I'll have to check that out with our GIS people, find out for the Quint Cities or the Octagon Cities or... We're all over the place. Cottonwood, Dewey Humboldt Mayor, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Prescott, Skull Valley, and around the world on KQNA.com. We have kind of a very useful show today, so I will stop my palaver and tell you that we're going to talk about immunizations. We'll talk about the ballots that are coming up, I think it's in November. I heard something about elections coming up. I'll check on that. And our buddy Dave McAtee is here from Yavapai County to introduce everybody. But first, here are some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, if you have a computer, on KQNA.com.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized Pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from Pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And sure enough, here I am. By the way, I forgot to mention that in addition to all the aforementioned guests we have today, late in the program, we're going to have an interview the DJ Phone did with George Dorsey. Oh, you know him as Engelbert Humperdinck, who's coming to Yavapai College next Monday. So that will kind of close the afternoon with that interview. In the meantime, Dave McAtee, who is a PIO for Yavapai County and is with us. Haven't seen you in a while, my friend. Thanks for bringing these two ladies with you. But I got to ask you about the supervisor's agenda, in particular texting while driving. What's going on with all this?
So yesterday at the Board of Supervisors meeting, they had an open discussion with some of the public about this ordinance that they want to adopt, which would, in essence, outlaw texting while you're driving. And I know a lot of people think that that is already a law on the books, but it is not. And really what the board's doing is we're trying to get all 15 counties in Arizona to pass something along these lines so that the state realizes that the counties are serious and that this is a serious issue and that the state will come alongside as well and create their own ordinance, really outlawing texting while driving, because it is a dangerous thing that takes lives, and it's a distraction that we can all avoid doing, and we just want to make sure that it's a law so that the police can enforce it.
So this will be on a voting agenda then next week or
so
2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, on October 3rd in Prescott, the board will officially vote on this ordinance. Yesterday was just a discussion, and then in 2 weeks they'll actually vote to approve or not.
Any other items along those lines? I know the public has come in and talked about this. You've had public hearings on any other things that we should mention are coming up?
No new ordinances, but starting in January of next year, we'll be doing a Citizens Academy, which will be really fun for about 20 people. What we're doing is about an 8-week class, if you will, where we'll meet once a week, Thursday in the evening. And the directors and the elected officials will have an opportunity to come and explain to these 20 students what it is that they do for the citizens of Yavapai County. We're going to provide a light meal because we're going to start at about 5:30, and just a great opportunity to ask questions and talk about the services that the county offers.
How does one get involved attend 20 people?
Yeah, we're only going to keep the class
limited down to quite a few.
We are, because we want this to be a manageable class where we get a chance to talk and discuss issues. But in November, December, we'll put out a press release, so you'll hear it on this radio station, and people will be able to go to yavapai.us and register.
And this is something we've never done before?
No, the county.
I assume it's been done by other counties.
Yeah, absolutely. And the city of Prescott just started one a couple months back. Town of Prescott Valley has been doing one for years, and they're just really well received. I attended the first inaugural class that the Prescott held, and they had 50 people apply for their 25 places. So we know it will be well received, and it's just a great opportunity.
So stand by for news.
Absolutely. It's coming to you.
Leslie Horton sitting right there next to you. Hello, Leslie.
Hello. Thank you for having me here.
You are here to represent the health department, and in particular, now you've been with them for 16 years.
Yes, that is correct.
And so I'm not going to ask anything you don't have an answer to, okay?
All right.
Isn't it true? Let's talk about, first of all, we're coming into the season.
Yes, the flu season, and we are recommending that everyone who is eligible, that would be anyone 6 months or older, sick or well, go in and get their flu shot, because last year's flu season was incredibly intensive. It was the most severe on record in recent years, and we had over about 700,000 people across the country hospitalized last year from the flu. Mm. 180 children actually died last year from the flu, and 4 out of 5 of those children did not have a flu shot. So we're recommending children, adults, especially those who have compromised immune systems or over the age of 65, to please get your flu shot and get one early this year, because we're not quite sure what the flu season will look like this year.
One of the things that I know in the past, Leslie, is that the flu season starts now, and then about January, February, I say, oh, it's going to extend. How long are flu shots useful?
Well, they're generally most effective about 2 weeks after vaccination, so okay. That's why we recommend early. Just so that you all know, there's already been 12 confirmed cases across Arizona in 5 other counties, not yet in Yavapai County. But it does take 2 weeks for those antibodies to really boost your immune system to be working against the flu. And so we recommend that people get that flu shot. It's good for about 4 months or more throughout the season. Okay. We usually see the flu season peak around January and February.
Okay. And of course, in the winter months, people are spending more time indoors, and so there's more, opportunity to pass on those flu germs. And how does the county health department help in this process?
Well, we offer immunizations and flu shots at all of our locations, which would be in Prescott off Commerce Drive, in Cottonwood off South 6th Street, and then in Prescott Valley off Winsong Drive. Each of our locations has available walk-ins, as well as I recommend making an appointment to come in, get your flu shot. Generally, we can fit people in most times of the day, so if you call in, we can go ahead and fit you into a spot so you can just walk in and get that flu shot. We also offer clinics throughout the rural communities in Yavapai County, and we offer free flu shots at those. And so we do ask that people bring an insurance card if they have insurance, but we will not be taking any money at those locations.
At any of those locations.
We have them across most of the rural communities like Cornville, Chino Valley, Verde Village, Oak Creek, Beaver Creek, Ash Fork, Paulden, Congress, Yarnell, Seligman, Skull Valley. All of those are coming up, and we'll have all of those free flu shot clinics posted on our website.
Okay, and Dave will remind us again how to get to that website later on. Leslie Horton, what about other immunizations? I know from what I've seen and read that measles seems to be one of those things that we thought was extinct, and it sure isn't.
You know, there are a lot of illnesses that we're seeing pop up here and there that should have been eradicated through immunizations. And we haven't seen very commonly, but this year across the nation, there have been more measles cases than we've seen as far as I can remember. And we even had someone pass through our county just several weeks ago that was found to be positive for the measles. Now, we have one of the lowest immunization rates, especially for our children, in Arizona. So Yavapai County has a very low immunization rate. And Arizona is one of the lowest immunized states in the nation. So that puts us right pretty close to the bottom of the rankings for immunizations in children, which could pose some major threats to our populations if something like the measles came through.
And again, are these shots available at all your locations?
Yes, they are. And we do recommend, especially if you have considered it and chosen not to immunize your children, please come in, talk to one of our nurses, get a consultation on this, and hopefully we can convince people that that's a good thing for their kids.
Well, yeah, it's the convincing part. There's different levels of that. One, for religious reasons, that's one, and that's pretty hard. You just don't hard to convince somebody out of that. But in terms of some people say, well, it creates autism or it creates some other kind of secondary problem, you can talk to me about that.
Yes, we have nurses that can, like I said, give a consult and talk to those parents that are concerned about those kind of things. If children have compromised immune systems, we'll talk to them about putting their kids on maybe a slower rate of immunization so that we can separate out the immunizations and give them that would be the best for the children. But for the most part, for healthy kids, we recommend that they get those basic immunizations, and we need to reach a point of herd immunity where there's enough kids in each school that are immunized where it'll protect those.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you have a measles outbreak in one of the schools, that may close down the whole system.
Yes, if that school does not have what we would call herd immunity as a threshold of number of children who are immunized, they will have to shut down if there's an outbreak just to protect those kids that are not immunized.
And the kids who haven't been immunized have to go home for so many days. They're not allowed back in class because they are not protected, in essence. And I don't think a lot of parents think about that, because some parents don't get their kids immunized because it's inconvenient, and it really is a hassle to take time off, get your kids out of school, whatever it takes. But think about it. If there is a reported measles case in a class, those kids have to go. They have to stay out of their class.
You didn't get immunized,
right,
and so
you're out.
Yeah.
And the other thing to consider is that a lot of times these illnesses will spread before we even know they've hit a school. And so that's the concerning part is, you know, we'll see a lot of times it's a couple weeks before we know someone has the measles after they've been infected. And so, you know, even sending these kids home, shutting the schools down, sometimes it's too late. So we try to be a little preventative in that way and get those kids immunized.
One of the things Leslie Harton has to talk about is a recall of ground beef.
There is a widespread ground beef recall. It's Cargill ground beef. There have been 17 people fallen ill, and one has already died in our nation because of suspected E. coli in the beef. So please, if you have one of the 132,600 pounds of Cargill meat out there that's being recalled, it's the chuck portion of the meat. Most of it is in ground beef chubs. And if you have purchased those, please return them to the store and don't try to cook them up for yourself.
This would be primarily through retail outlets. I don't know that it would be necessarily into some of the commercial outlets.
It could actually be commercial because some of these were large 20-pound tubs.
Wow.
So, and we just see that whenever they find a product, they make these in such huge batches that they have to recall the entire batch. So that could involve small 1-pound containers and large 20-pound containers that go to, you know, restaurants.
Yeah, okay. And Leslie, I guess you've contacted restaurants already.
We do put this out in a press release, and if we know that retailers have purchased this product, we do contact them. Safeway, Albertsons, and other retailers have already voluntarily pulled back this product and recalled it. But if you know that you've bought Cargill beef, please check out what it is. We'll have also this press release on our website. And like you said, David's going to mention that in a little bit.
Okay. We need to take a quick time out, and then we'll bring Dave back in here. We got some other things to talk about, both with Leslie Hoffman, who's sitting here quietly, and maybe we'll get you to expand on some of the other things that are going on with our county. Right now, let's take a time out. You listen to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and around the world in other great cities on KQNA.com.
Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. I just got through writing an article on the human-animal bond and how healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities. And it made me pause and think about how pets and animals make us better people. At Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals and pets. This caring attitude has also inspired Olson's investments in local nonprofits, personnel participation in local government, ministry, and many beneficial local programs. What does this all lead to? Healthy communities. Good enough just isn't. By the way, the Highland Center for Natural History would like you to join them Sunday, September 23rd at the Windmill House in Chino Valley. Help children discover the wonders of nature by supporting this outstanding event. Stroll Central American beaches, sail the Caribbean. Well, you get the gist. All proceeds support children's nature-based education programs. For more info and tickets, call 776-9550 or go to highlandcenter.org. The live auction and dinner offer outdoor adventure and experience packages as well as local art.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Here's Dave McAtee. Thanks a lot, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck. You want some websites?
Well, you know, one of the things that you do, and you do well, and the county does well, is getting information to people who somehow or another aren't writing this down as we pronounce it on the radio. And they can go back and find this information about the health department or, of course, the elections department, which we'll talk about later on. And that's your whole area there.
So we have a website, yavapai.us. It's pretty straightforward where you can get to all of the other websites. Yeah. But yavapai.us is the best place to start. We also have Facebook. If you like to use Facebook or Twitter, we all do that. So we've got our Facebook and Twitter accounts, which you can find on our websites. And so in case you don't want to have to come get the information, we'll get it to you through Facebook, but you'll have to like us or friend us or follow us or whatever it is that particular social media is using.
And this is a pretty big county.
It is.
I remember one time looking it up. We are 90 square miles bigger than the state of New Jersey.
That's right. Nearly New Jersey. That's right.
And you can drive for an hour at 70 miles an hour and still be in a county, starting at Black Canyon City going up to Seligman.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big county.
It is. It's a big county. Yeah, we have a lot. And there's 220,000, 30,000 people in this county. So it's not just that we're physically large, but it's a pretty good size. We're not 2 million like Maricopa, but.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness, yeah.
We all nod our heads.
That's right. That's right. But we were talking earlier how we always hear people saying, well, I didn't know that. I didn't hear that. Yeah. Well, we can't come to your door and talk to you personally. So you're going to have to do a little bit of work. So go to our website, yavapai.us, and follow us on Facebook.
And that and you and you're there.
I am all
and
the time.
And I was happy to see that you brought in these two ladies. I'm going to ask you to do this again probably on a monthly basis.
Great.
For a while.
Sounds good.
Not just with you ladies.
The Leslies. I can't bring the Leslies every time.
Well, I have a feeling that Leslie Hopkins will be pretty busy pretty soon. But I just think it's a chance for us because we have a program twice a month from Cottonwood, and we talk about the Verde Valley, and people in this area get kind of parochial about the fact that if it isn't Prescott or Prescott Valley or Chino Valley, it doesn't exist. Well, there's a whole lot going on over there, and your health department office over there is probably pretty doggone busy, Leslie.
It sure is. Our Prescott location is one of our less busy locations, and our Cottonwood and Prescott Valley locations have far more people utilizing the health department services out there.
One of the things that your office, your area encompasses is going to those people who provide food to the public, restaurants, school districts, grocery stores. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so our environmental health unit is across the county, and we have sanitarians that go in and inspect our food establishments across all restaurants, grocery stores, anyone that serves food to the public. And so we make sure that their operations are clean, that they're following the FDA food code, which is we're actually changing to the 2017 FDA food code on January 1st. So we've got that posted on the website as well. And we've done some hearings with the Board of Supervisors to make sure that the public is aware that there's going to be a few new rules included in the FDA food code that's rolling out January 1st. But all in all, we have high-quality inspectors. We have very few major problems with our food establishments, which is exciting in this county. That means you can go out to eat, and most of our places are doing their due diligence in providing healthy, maybe not necessarily always healthy, but contaminant-free, safe, and good food.
Are you telling me my triple burger with bacon on it?
Yeah, they also do.
One of the areas that people can do is through your location on the website, they can go to their favorite restaurant site. You can go to your site and look up their favorite restaurant or grocery store and see how they're doing.
They can. So that's all public information, and people can go on and look at the last inspections that their favorite restaurant has had. And we also inspect pools and some other areas that public like to recreate in.
Yeah, like Meals on Wheels, that type of thing.
Yes.
And let me ask you quickly, food trucks getting to be a big thing in this area.
There is. There's a lot of food trucks, and they're making some new rules around food trucks at the state level. And so those that are licensed in other counties can come to our county, but we are also still able to inspect them and make sure that they're serving safe food in our county.
So Chuck and Dave's burger joint that's sitting off the back of a pickup truck, you get to inspect them.
Yes, we do. And we make sure that they are operating in the way that we hope that they do, and serving safe and good foods no matter where they end up.
One of the other things you guys do is teach people get health cards.
Yes, we do. We have food worker trainings. Now, as of this year, we actually offer people the option of going online to get their food worker training, but we also still provide in-person classes at each of our locations in Cottonwood, Prescott Valley, and Prescott.
Yeah, and they also inspect the vendors. So like at the fair, those people that bring in food, they come out there and they make sure that they're washing their hands and that they're storing it at the right temperature.
Yeah, I got the balloon event coming up this weekend.
That's right.
PV. And
all those vendors have to go through their process and be inspected.
All right, before we take a news break, Leslie Horton, I guess the thing that I would like to emphasize most through your office is the flu shot situation. Now is the time, not December.
Nope, we're recommending September to October. So we've got our flu shot supplies in right now. Please get them early. Get it now. We don't know what this flu season will look like.
And we don't know what strain. We're just anticipating whatever, you know.
We're anticipating that enough people will get their flu shot that we won't hopefully see a very severe flu season, but we just never know. And that's why we recommend to get out, get your flu shot, and keep everyone else around you healthy.
All right, we're going to have a timeout here and get caught up on some of the news and hear from some of our sponsors. And Leslie Hoffman is going to tell us about this little event that's coming up in November called the Elections. And isn't that going to be fun? We're going to find out that Mickey Mouse is not a good candidate. And I'll explain to you why that's a problem right after we take these timeouts on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And where else? Why, Chuck, around the world on KQNA.com. That's right. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
As a state representative, Kirsten Sinema argued that men caught soliciting underage girls shouldn't be charged with child prostitution if they just claim the girls looked older. Now Sinema's trying to deny the truth. Here's the tape her ad uses.
Everyone in this body wants to address the issue of child prostitution. We know that it is dangerous.
Wait, Let's listen to her very next sentence at the hearing, the one her ad deceptively leaves out.
I'm just not convinced that enforcing a strict liability on those Johns who are engaging in prostitution is really the answer.
Sinema still won't admit her mistake.
So has she changed her mind on the issue?
They did send me a statement, and it was vaguely worded, and you can't really tell whether or not she's changed her mind.
Kyrsten Sinema is radically wrong for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Hi, Ken with the Plants of the Week and our fire alarm, Red Mums.
With a name like Fire Alarm, you'd expect large red blooms that take a fire hose to put the glowing petals out.
Just provide a little garden soil for a flaming red that will last and last.
But wait, there's more. This Fire Alarm Mum comes back again for even bigger show next year and just $3.99.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. For people who love Red Mums, they love to shop.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm Link Elliott with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. A couple of Yavapai Fire Academy instructors are being called heroes after they help a man who is being severely beaten.
Ethan Hutchinson and Michaela Baker were eating dinner at a Verde River campsite on Saturday, September 8th, when they heard what sounded like someone chopping wood. They heard four chopping sounds and then a woman crying and whimpering. Hutchinson and Baker decided to see where the sounds were coming from. At the next campsite, the woman was unharmed, but a man was suffering from head wounds. The victim had been beaten by another man who fled the scene. Hutchinson rendered first aid, and he and Baker drove the victim along Drake Road to Highway 89 to meet an ambulance and Yavapai County Sheriff's deputy. The man was later airlifted to Flagstaff Medical Center due to his severe injuries. Deputy Raul Martinez later emailed Yavapai College Fire Science Director Ken Krebs. Martinez indicated the victim is expected to make a full recovery thanks to the actions of those involved in the incident. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A Prescott school has been awarded a water conservation rebate for their expanded rainwater harvesting system. Over the past year, Skyview School on Rush Street has landscaped a donated parcel of land with local plants and water-retaining features. Starting from scratch, the students and staff have created a forest garden that grows wild edibles and native plants alongside their traditional edible garden. The children then sell the food at their local farm stand Wednesday afternoons. In support of the City of Prescott's mission to promote and support rainwater harvesting, Skyview has been provided with a rebate to the school utility bill for 8 550-gallon storage tanks installed within the garden. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott eNews. Looking at your KQ&A weather, clear skies tonight, sunny tomorrow and this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 55 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 83 tomorrow and Saturday. 57 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday and Saturday of 92. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town continues on KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at Federal retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for joining us. We have another Leslie with us. Leslie Hoffman, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. You are in charge of all the elections in Yavapai County. Everything.
Well, not everything. Okay. Under the reporter's office, of course, we have the recording side, and then I have voter registration, early voting, vote by mail, and all of our, well, it's just the whole vote by mail process is under the recorder's office. And then we have the elections department, and they take care of filing, tabulating the ballots, they do the programming, but without each other, we can't function. So we work very, very closely together. Most people realize we're all one department, but
yeah.
The elections is under the board, the recorder's office, the voter registration is under the recorder's office.
And there's so many things that they're tangential to the whole basis of the ballot, and I've got to talk about what I started off before the break talking about Mickey Mouse. The write-in candidate is a real problem. It's not funny, right?
Right.
People write in Mickey Mouse under write-in candidate, and that's not going to work, folks.
No.
No. Don't put. What are some of the people put in there? What are some of the names they put in? Myself,
anybody else.
Yeah.
They write love notes on the ballot.
So what happens to that ballot?
Well, the ballots are still tabulated. Every oval that's filled in, that's tabulated if there are people in that race. But if there's an oval filled in and a write-in, our tabulation system says this certain ballot has a write-in. So everything else is tabulated. That write-in is pulled aside. The ballot's pulled aside because that has to be hand-reviewed because the machines can see that there's a vote. They can see, you know, there's a write-in there, but they, right. So that has to be looked at by an individual to make sure it's a qualified write-in.
You have a photograph, which I suspect will show up in some of the news media here,
yes,
of a table with those ballots that had to be taken aside and counted separately.
Over 3,000 of them with over 11,000 write-ins.
So, that's manpower, manpower, you know, that's cost.
142 and a half man hours just to do the write-ins because there were only 900, I think it was 901 actual qualified votes that were cast out of 11,000 write-ins.
And so, you know, when we talk, you know, we kid around, say vote for Mickey Mouse or write in your own name, it is not a joke when it comes to the cost to the county.
Correct, because that 142 hours, that's just reviewing those ballots. That's not pulling them during the tabulation period. We still have to log them. They have to be audited. They're put in locked bins.
Yeah, this was a real eye-opener for me. Leslie and I had this conversation a few weeks ago, and I have to admit I didn't realize what the process was to be an official write-in. You can't just write in your neighbor's name because you think he's a good guy. They have to go do paperwork and get signatures and actually
be official.
Be official, right. Yeah, I can't write Chuck Roberts in for every office. That doesn't do anybody any good. And it's costing the county thousands of dollars. I mean, that 142 hours times what, you know, however much money per hour.
And that's weekends.
That's weekends, you know, we're doing those. So we're pulling these people out of their homes, you know, to work for the – it's just ridiculous.
And I'm one of the early ballot guys. Have been for some time. I find it very convenient and useful. In relationship to how many voters that are in registered voters of Havana County versus how many are early ballots, tell me some numbers there.
76% of our 139,000 registered voters are on our permanent early voter list, which is the highest in the state, and it's one of the highest in the nation for a county that's not in an all vote by mail state, anyways.
Yeah.
And the votes cast, 87% of the votes cast were by mail in the primary.
And when do the ballots go out? Early ballots go out when?
Early ballots go out the week of the 10th. Cutoff is the 20th, or
we're
is the 9th.
About November.
August. No, October.
October.
October 9th. Register by October 9th. You can register in our office up until 5 o'clock or go into Service Arizona up until 11:59. that evening, and you can register. And then early voting starts on the 10th, so you can come into our office
and
vote
early. Wow, that's way early.
27 days prior to the election. Wow. A lot of people don't realize that every election, you can come into our office and vote in person early, 27 days prior to any election, and you can vote up early up until the Friday before the election.
And yeah, my early vote doesn't get counted, though, right?
The early vote, 87% of our votes this year were early.
So you just don't stop writing my name in. I'll stop writing your name
in. So my early vote does count.
Yes, they do. And every provisional ballot, that's also
a myth. But you don't count them until election night.
No, no. For early ballots by statute, we get to start tabulating 7 days prior.
Oh.
That way when the first results come out at 8 o'clock on election night.
Those are primarily.
Those are your early ballots. And most of the time, Lynn has all of them that have come in up to that point tabulated.
Who's Lynn?
Our elections director.
Tell me about it.
Tell me about Lynn? I got to be nice.
Lynn's I always mispronounce her last name.
Everybody calls her Constable. Yeah, she's been there. She's been our elections director for 16 years, and she's been a mentor to me, too.
So she's going to be plenty busy.
Yes.
One of the things that there have been issues about where people go to vote if they don't vote early, and one of the benefits we have is that we haven't had any problems in finding locations and having people trained. How do you do that?
Well, locations can sometimes be a problem because we have to take in consideration parking, ADA accessibility. We want to get into a high traffic area, and people have to agree to it. We get removed from different locations pretty often. We usually lose at least one a year for one reason or another. Different management comes in. They don't want you there. They don't want people coming through their facility. We were at a great hotel, but it interfered with their customers coming in.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
And so finding locations sometimes are a challenge, but because we have vote centers in Yavapai County, which means you can go anywhere in the county and vote. If I'm in Baghdad doing a high school class, I can vote there on election day if I want to. You don't have to go in your precinct and vote.
People who work those polls are paid.
Absolutely they are. It's not a lot. It starts at $135 a day. And it's a long day. They're starting at 5 in the morning, and sometimes they're not out until 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
But they are paid, and we even have student poll workers that we hire that come in.
Yeah, I know we talked about that in the past.
Yeah.
The students can sign up to do this, or they can use it as part of their community service for graduation.
Correct. And it's school-sponsored, so they get – it's not an excused absence. It's like being on a field trip. So there's no absence. It has to be signed if they're for 16 and 17-year-olds. Some 18-year-olds are still in high school during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But it at least has to be principal-sponsored.
Yeah, you can't be 12 or 13, 11 or 12 years old.
No, it's 16, 17. Yeah, and the principal signs, parent signs. And
how much money did the county save with the people dropping off their early ballots?
It was around $6,000 in postage because we're not paying for the mail coming back.
So if you do early ballot, drop it off in one of the boxes and save the county several thousand dollars.
Yeah, most city halls and the county building all have a drop box, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we have them all over the county. We have 13 of them. We just put in three new ones for the primary in Skull Valley, Paulden, and Spring Valley. And they were very well used considering rural areas and first election.
One of the pictures you brought in that will show up in the news papers and news articles is the delay of getting the ballots in from a rural area of Yavapai County. Tell me about this.
Yeah, that was great. We had calls the next day or two, people asking us, did you have any delays on election night? And said, well, we had two big ones. Our team from Baghdad, coming in from a Baghdad vote center, sent a picture to us and said, we're going to be delayed. There were two bulls in the middle of the road with their horns locked together in a fight. So they had to wait for them to get out of the road so that they could get their car by and get on into
You'll Central. Pay me enough to break up a fight between two.
Yeah. right. So we're very proud that was our biggest issue we had on election evening.
Only in Yavapai County.
I know. Isn't that great?
We're going to are there other things, Leslie Huffman, we need to talk about before we take a break?
November 6th, Election Day. Register to vote, October 9th. October 9th, early voting starts, October 10th.
Okay, so, and this can be partisan or nonpartisan?
Everybody gets the same ballot in the general.
Yeah, so away
everybody
we go.
Gets the same one, absolutely.
Dave, some things that are coming up on the Board of Directors, Supervisors, ballot, not ballot, on their agenda for the next couple months, things we should be watching for?
Nothing, like I said, nothing like the ordinance, but we are really excited about this Citizens Academy, so keep your eyes and ears out for that. And when it does come up, I'm sure Bill Monroe will get that on the air.
Mr. Bill.
And you'll have an opportunity to go to yavapai.us and sign up.
Okay. We're going to have you back on again,
great,
my friend.
Thank you, sir.
We'll probably get these ladies on later on in the year. Leslie Horton, Leslie Hoffman, thank you very much again. Flu shots available now at the health department.
Get them now.
And get you can register to vote now if you
and
want to.
And they vote for flu shots. I got mine.
Okay. I'm in favor of that.
Me too.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to have an interview with Engelbert Humperdinck that DJ Phone did for us. He's playing this coming Monday night at Prescott Center for the Yavapai College. Okay. We'll be back after these words on KQ&A. 11:30 a.m. 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cotton, around the world, KQNA.com.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Sure it is. And I'm going to sit back and I'm going to listen to this interview the DJ did with George Dorsey, otherwise known as Engelbert Humperdinck. And he's coming to our area next Monday night. Let's find out what DJ has to say.
One of the great pleasures of hosting this show is that we occasionally get to talk to somebody who really is a living legend. That is certainly the case with Engelbert Humperdinck, who is coming to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center for a concert on Monday, the 24th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale right now for it. For those of you, the few people in the world who haven't heard of Engelbert Humperdinck, he's only sold about 140 million records, 4 Grammy nominations, a Golden Globe, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and of course, the famous voice we can never forget. So, Mr. Humperdinck, let's start it real easy. How do you go from being Jerry Dorsey to Engelbert Humperdinck?
Very easily. I was a starving singer, so when the guy that was managing me, Gordon Mills, changed my name to Engelbert Humperdinck, I was glad of it because I know it's a difficult name to pronounce, but you know what? I'm glad he chose it because I'm here today talking to you because of it.
And it's a name you won't forget easily, isn't it?
No, that's not easy. And I took a name that was kind of strange to pronounce and turned it into a romantic image, which is very difficult to do.
Indeed it is. Now, you've been performing ever since the late 1960s, correct?
67 was my big hit, Release Me, which stopped the Beatles from having their 13th number one. And, you know, it's in the Guinness Book of Records, and that particular year it sold the most records of anybody in the world, you know.
And when you were a little boy, who were your first musical influences, and what kind of music did you hear in the home growing up?
Well, you know, I didn't hear too much music because, you know, I'm an army brat, and my father was stationed in Madras. It was a tropical country, and I think I didn't leave there till I was 10 years old. So, you know, from 1 to 10, you're sort of a playboy. You know, you play outside and in the wonderful gardens and in the sunshine, and you don't think about music at that point. Well, I didn't anyway, not until I was 11.
Wow. And the British invasion, of course, completely changed American music. You were part of that. What are some of your favorite stories of the success you've had both worldwide and in the U.S.?
Well, you know, my success has been very gradual. It's not. It didn't burst up. But I did have number ones in the 60s and the 70s, and I sold a number of records. Of course, you know, actually, you quoted 140. It is 150.
Wow.
But, you know, I've been very successful with my songs. They've sold steadily, and my music, my type of music, and I've developed a great following. And with the social media in today's world, people know what you're going to do before you get there, you know, because people who have seen your concert put bits and pieces online. Just an amazing world today.
Tell us what it feels like to be on stage and look out in the audience and see three generations appreciating your music.
I know it's amazing. It is amazing because that's the kind of audience I have. I have a across the board age group, and I've seen people in their teens out there, and I've seen people up in the ages, you know. But I think that's what's given me longevity in this business, and I'm very pleased about that.
Who are your musical heroes?
Well, I have to say that there are a few that I like. The one that really comes to mind right away, of course, was the great Elvis Presley, who became not only one of my favorites but also a good friend. And you know, the other people I've been friendly with is, like, you know, with Elton John and people like that. And I've got to sing with the gentleman from Kiss. I've made records with the great Johnny Mathis and Willie Nelson, who I really appreciate in the musical world, you know, those kind of people.
Now, I saw Johnny Mathis in concert in Phoenix, Arizona less than 2 years ago, and what struck me was he was 80 years old, and he sounded just as pure and as wonderful as in his 20s.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing. And when he sang on my duet album, he was just the same, and you know what? He was so complimentary. He called up, and he thanked me for being on the album, and it was so nice. You're quite a gentleman.
When you are touring, you know, you're not in your 30s anymore. So when you're touring, how do you take care of that incredible voice?
You know, I've been very lucky. You know, as I've gone up in age, you know, my voice hasn't changed and lost its power. But what it has done, you know, normally when you get older, your vibrato gets kind of slower. Well, mine hasn't. Mine has practically disappeared, actually. And I sing in a more contemporary fashion in today's world of music, you know, which is great. It's great. You know, if your voice changes for the better, you've been very lucky. And mine has, thank God.
How were you able in the late 60s and early 70s to maintain top-selling records when so much of music, especially on radio, was rock and roll?
Amazing, isn't it? But I did. I did. And for the simple reason, I think I was the only one out there that was doing this kind of music. And people like to ring changes now and again. And so they picked on me. And I was very grateful they did.
Who would you still like to be able to perform with, either for the first time or another time?
I've performed with some great people so far, you know, but like with Gene Simmons and Kenny Rogers and Willie Nelson and Olivia Newton-John and Elton, that performer Ray Charles, who is one of the greatest singers the world has ever known, which is a great memory for me and a great feeling all around.
Take us back to your early days as a professional singer, trying to make it big before you did.
Yeah, well, that was a pretty difficult time in my life. It really was. And, you know, I knocked on many doors. And so I have to tell you, the first condition of communication is a willingness to take rejection. And I took it many times in my life. But I never gave up. I knocked on that door till it opened.
The songs that made you so famous, tell us your biggest selling hits.
My biggest selling hits were Release Me, of course, which was the number one song of it, that I recorded in my life. And then there was The Last Waltz. And then came After the Loving. And There Goes My Everything. And Am I That Easy to Forget? And Les Bicyclettes de Belle Size. And I can go on. They were all big hits.
What does it feel like the first time you realize you have a million selling hit?
Well, I want to tell you, when I first recorded it, you know, DJ, I recorded Release Me. It sat on the shelf for 3 months, and I thought, oh, God, this is a hit record. Why isn't it not moving? But there was a reason for that, because I didn't get the exposure. Then all of a sudden, I had a call to do the Sunday night at the London Palladium, and I sang it on the Sunday night at the London Palladium, and it had millions of viewers. And the very next day, it started selling like 80,000 a day, 90,000 on orders. It went up to 127,000 a day, you know, per day. And it was the most amazing selling record ever, you know, stopping the Beatles from having their 13th number one with Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields.
Wow, amazing.
Double-sided hit, you know.
When I was on a Hollywood Homes tour, they took me past this mansion that used to belong to Jane Mansfield.
Yeah.
Do you have a connection to that?
I do. I owned it for 27 years.
Did you change the outside decor?
Yeah, it was pink.
Yeah.
It was called the Pink Palace, yes. I sold that in 2004. You know, I've been living in the Beverly Hills area and since then. But it was a house that my children grew up in, and it was a wonderful home, and it had a great history. But as soon as I sold it, 2 weeks later, they pulled that historical building down.
Oh,
Can you believe that?
How about that? Now, when it comes to your hit records, have you written most of them, or have you relied on songwriters?
No, I rely on songwriters. I do. I have written hits, but they've not been massive hits, no.
When you do write a song, generally, which comes first, the melody or the lyrics?
Actually, with me, I think the melody comes first, and then I pick a title. Once I've got a title, I think I have the whole song wrapped up, because, you know, you build the song around the title, and that's how I do it. But mostly, I write my music in my dreams, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and I put it on tape. As a matter of fact, to this day, when I have a musical idea, I wake up and I put it down right away, because I know by morning I'll have forgotten it. I put it down immediately. Somehow I wake up and I put it down. Of course, with the phones and things today that we have, you got that immediate recording.
You just took the next question right away from me, because I always ask writers and musicians this. Do you keep a notepad or a phone or a recorder by the bed just in case the muse strikes while you're sleeping?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And I, you know what? I've just recorded a new single that I'm going to be releasing very soon. And most of my musical ideas for the arrangement came while I'm sleeping, and I wake up and I put it down on tape and on you know, I record it on my machine, and I utilize it when the time comes.
Wow. You know, when you look back at the history of popular music, Dionne Warwick wouldn't be where she is without Burt Bacharach. Elton John wouldn't be where he is without Bernie Taupin. Who are your favorite songwriters?
Well, I have to tell you that in my early days, I had songwriters like Les Reed and Barry Mason, who wrote the massive hits for me, like The Last Waltz and Les Bicyclettes of Both Sides and Love Is All and all those massive hits that they wrote. So I have to put them down as one of my favorites. And the other ones was Alan Bernstein and Richie Adams, who wrote After the Loving, which came 10 years later after Release Me and stepped me up the ladder just a little bit in the musical world.
When you came up with your first big hits, a lot of people associated you at the same time with Tom Jones. Do you and Tom Jones have any kind of friendship or relationship?
Well, we used to in the past. You know, we were partners in a business, but when my manager passed away, the one that started both of our lives, we sort of drifted apart, and I haven't seen him in about 30 years, actually.
The idea of the romantic singer is kind of gone by the wayside, which is why it's so refreshing to see you coming to town. How does it feel to stand on stage and look out and see all these people swooning when you sing?
it's always a surprise to me how much what a great following I have and how nice the people are and have treated me for all these many years of my career, and I really appreciate it. I call them my fan clubs. I've had fan clubs that have been so loyal. I see a lot of faces in the audience that come to practically every show. They travel.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, they travel and come see. When I tell you travel, I'm talking if I go to Australia, they come to Australia. If I go to Japan, they go to Japan. I go to Russia, they're in Russia. You know, it's amazing.
You truly have a worldwide following. So we look forward to seeing you Monday the 24th at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale at 776-2000. You can go online to ycpac.com and get those tickets to see the one and only Engelbert Humperdinck. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. This is on my bucket list. I thank you.
Oh, that's terrific. Thank you, DJ.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.